This is VOA News via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian forces shelled Ukraine's second-largest city on Monday, rocking a residential neighborhood and closing in on the capital, Kyiv, in a 40-mile convoy of hundreds of tanks and other vehicles, as talks aimed at stopping the fighting yielded only an agreement to keep talking. The country's embattled president said that the stepped-up shelling was aimed at forcing him into concessions. Hospitals in Ukraine are scrambling to treat patients as Russian troops advance toward the capital. AP's Ed Donahue.
A children's hospital in Kyiv has moved its patients to the basement to try to keep them safe. Surgeon Oleg Godek says, "I can say with trembling of the heart that the first patient I operated was a six-year-old boy with a shrapnel wound in the neck. We handled him, and he is alive." Godek says he has treated many civilians, including children, for gunshot wounds. Dr. Natalia Samoilova says the fighting is taking a toll on the staff. She says the first crew came on shift on Friday, and they are still here. The second crew started their shift Saturday, and they are here, too. A children's hospital in Kharkiv has moved into a bomb shelter with just the most basic facilities.
That's AP's Ed Donahue reporting. Ambassadors from dozens of countries are backing a UN General Assembly proposal to demand that Russia halt its assault on Ukraine. The United Nations General Assembly held a rare emergency session Monday during a day of frenzied and sometimes fractious diplomacy surrounding the five-day-old war, now going into six, reflecting escalating global alarm both on the UN's major bodies, the 193-nation Assembly, and the smaller, more powerful Security Council. And took the unusual step of holding hastily scheduled simultaneous meetings on the war. In Geneva, the UN Human Rights